Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Athletes at California colleges could hire agents and sign endorsement deals under a bill the state Senate sent to Governor Gavin Newsom yesterday. The Fair Pay to Play Act sets up a confrontation with the NCAA that could jeopardize powerhouse sports programs like USC, UCLA, Stanford. But it has some high power support. LeBron James tweeted, "This law is a game changer," urging California residents to call their lawmakers. Bernie Sanders retweeted James and wrote, "College athletes are workers. Pay them." Mike Pesca is Here Now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. But Mike, not everyone is happy. What's the opposition saying?
No, because I think when you say it could jeopardize major programs and you listed those California schools, I think that the programs that it could jeopardize are Ohio State, Penn State, Florida State, because there is a plausible rationale that if this bill goes into effect and is taken to its logical conclusion, it really threatens the underpinnings of the NCAA, which is your only compensation is your scholarship. And we also find that that doesn't always cover all room and board. Right. So you have a situation where there's 58 schools. There are 58 schools in California and some of the biggest programs in the country. They can propose to a superstar athlete, come here, and a car dealer might want to sign you up and you can make untold fortunes, or at least enough to pay for pizza. Same kid cannot get that deal outside of California. Therefore, it could wreck the whole system. Yeah. This is what the NCAA is worried about.
Well, when you talk about pay, though, I mean, we've read that it could be pay them as an employee. You know, what does pay mean?
Pay means actual compensation, which is important because the NCAA has always maintained that pay meant scholarship. I think that many people can see a rationale where there is a superstar transcendent player. A lot of people would pay for him to endorse their product. But what about the backup offensive lineman who gets, quote unquote, a marketing deal? And really all it becomes is a backdoor way to just pay players to go to the school.
Well, but on the other side of the equation, some people are saying, first, what about her? You know, the athlete that maybe will only have her earning power in college. Some people are mentioning Cheryl Miller, you know,
right,
great player. Or, you know, what about keeping kids in college? LeBron James, you know, what about this enticement to, you know, let kids have some sort of endorsement deal so that they stay in school?
Yeah, just the fact that there are documented cases of players who were homeless, they go to a college, they win a national championship, their parents are still homeless, like while they're doing that and generating millions for the school and billions for their sport. And so maybe if you just give some money, those players will stay in college longer. Although I don't know that there's going to be enough money to counterbalance the fact that the pros pay you millions of dollars. As far as the gender part of it, I can see it cutting both ways. So that argument is one of the state legislators there in California was a high school teammate of Cheryl Miller. She pointed out Cheryl Miller, widely acknowledged to be a better athlete, a better basketball player than her brother Reggie Miller, the Hall of Famer, both Hall of Famers, by the way. But Cheryl Miller didn't have these opportunities. There was no WNBA. So if you allow for some sort of, as they call it, fair pay to play, female athletes will benefit more than they have in the past.
All right. Another argument is that the NCAA is working on a plan of its own. Let's wait and see what they come up with. We're going to be speaking to the NCAA officials tomorrow about the Fair Pay to Play Act, so we'll take a look at that. Meanwhile, we'll follow this with Mike Pesca, Here Now's sports analyst, host of the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thanks as always.
You're welcome.